Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you are listening to Mac's Musings. Tonight, my guest is Bill Victor Arukin. Hopefully, we will be talking to him shortly.
Hello.
Hello, Bill. This is Mac.
Hi, Mac. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Is my volume okay?
Oh, yeah, you're fine. And you can hear me okay?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay, good. All right, so we're on the air, so we might as well get started. So I know that you're a Star Trek fan. Is that what drew you to go into filmmaking?
Actually, it is, but first I would say thank you for having me on your show. It's quite an honor, so thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank
you.
So,
yes. fan film, I started back in 2018 with a bunch of friends, and I think that's where I got the Hollywood bug. I was invited to do a fan film called The Human Adventure, a Star Trek fan film with David Chang and a couple of other friends, Mark Longo and Mark Lum. And we were celebrating the 2019 40th anniversary of Star Trek The Motion Picture. So that was really the start of my my filmmaking.
Cool.
And really the first film, it's a 15-minute film, and it takes place 15 minutes before Star Trek The Motion Picture. So it's kind of a cool little, I call it vignette, before the actual movie takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And I also started getting the bug, and we started doing additional fan films on top of that. Our recent one we just premiered last Sunday, it was titled Peace and Goodwill, a Star Trek fan production also with David, Ken, Mike, and Wayne. And this one was more a Christmas holiday type of Star Trek thing. So it's totally different, a little more Hallmarkish, especially during the whole COVID times. We needed something uplifting and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we premiered it last Sunday, and I think people would like it.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. And then we're also working on two more, which we're pretty excited about. One is called Outraged. A little twist to that. I think it's basically the team is trying to save me, and I play a character called Admiral Curry. And the team has to come and save my reputation. And I think that's the whole premise behind Outraged. Hopefully that'll be coming out in 2021. And then my last fan film I'm working with them on is Time and Time Again. That's going to be really a two-parter, and it's probably the biggest one that we've done so far to date. But the last few scenes, we have to do it within close proximity. And I think with the whole COVID situation, it's a little bit more tougher to film being in such close proximity. So we're going to kind of wait it out until, you know, there's a vaccine and everyone's okay going back on set to film it.
So you play the same character in all of these films, don't you, in the Star Trek films?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's what I thought, that Admiral.
It was Admiral Curry. And David was really nice in letting me pick the name. And I decided to pick the name Curry simply because my favorite basketball star is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors. So it's my homage to my favorite basketball player.
Aw, that's sweet. So how do you really enjoy working on these fan film productions?
I actually really do, because it's basically your friends coming together, and it's really you're out of pocket. You're doing it for free, and you're just having a good time making something that you really love celebrating, which is Star Trek for all of us.
Right. Well, are you hoping to ever get on like a Star Trek? Well, I'm sure you are since you're a fan, but to get on a Star Trek show, which now would be Discovery or Picard.
Oh, that would be a dream come true. That's like every Trekkie's bucket list dream is to be on a Star Trek episode with Paramount or Viacom. But it would be so cool.
Right. Well, like I tell a lot of my guests that have been on one or more episodes, all you need to do is to be on one, and you've got you're part of the Star Trek family for life. And you've got an automatic fan base that you automatically get.
And all the talent that I've worked with, they are just so nice. It's just incredible. They are truly a Star Trek family. And I know there's a couple more Star Trek series coming out. I know there's a possible Nickelodeon one. And, gosh, possibly a Section 31. Oh, and then A Strange New World with the Captain Pike series. That should be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about that one. Yeah. Yeah, so is there anything more that you want to say? I'm not trying to, like, rush you along. I just, because sometimes I'm not sure when somebody takes a pause, and there's a little bit of an overlap on Blog Talk Radio sometimes, so I'm not sure if a person's still talking or not. So I don't want to stop you from talking if you still wanted to talk about the Star Trek films. But I was just asking you if you were done talking about them.
Oh, I think I'm done. I think if it comes back again, I'll always bring it back, bring up the topic again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just didn't want you to think, hey, let's move on. You're talking too much. No, I would never do that. I would never do that. So tell us about some of the horror films that you've been doing. Now, there's a couple that I want to mention, and then you can talk about whatever other ones you want. But two specifically that I wanted you to talk about was Clown Motel 2, simply because I have a few friends working on that, and then also Z Dead End for the same reason. I've got several friends that's working on both of those. So you don't have to start with those, but I wanted to make sure that you included those. So go ahead.
Absolutely. Okay, so after getting the bug, I decided to go into, I guess, the horror film industry. So it's all of a sudden, all these opportunities started coming up with the horror film industry. And I call her my partner in crime. It's Angela Joseph, also my producer in crime. And we work on projects together. And the first set were really horror films. And you mentioned The Clown Motel. So the first one I was not a part of. It's a Joseph Kelly film. He's the director. But I was able to get on to Clown Motel 2 to Death Do Us Part. And I get to play a military specialist, also named Curry.
Oh.
So that was kind of fun for me, actually get to play a military specialist. And I actually had to work hard because they had to train you on how to hold the gun properly, how to do a stack when you're running into a building. There was quite a bit of training involved just to prep for to be a good military specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And a fantastic group of people I worked with, Mindy Robinson, Sherry Davis, Eileen Deeds. The list goes on and on. It was just a fabulous crew to work with. And we did it in Tonopah, Nevada, at the Cloud Motel. You know, so that's also where they filmed the first one, The Clown Motel. And you definitely have to watch The Clown Motel first before you watch number two. It wouldn't make sense.
Got it.
So with The Clown Motel, you talk about Z Dead End. I signed up with Robert on that. And again, a lot of the same great actors and actresses involved with that. This one's more of a zombie horror film. I think we'll be filming sometime this year. I think with COVID, we're trying to find the right location. I think it'll be filming in Burbank. But I'm so excited to be part of this. I actually will be playing, I believe I'm playing a governor in Z Dead End. I think it's Governor Jim Bullock. And I'm also one of the executive producers on the film. The trailer looks amazing that they have published out on Facebook. So I'm really excited to be part of the crew. And I think I have an acting scene with, is it Felicia Rose? So that'd be kind of cool to do also.
Oh, nice. Oh, weren't you also in the Clown Hotel, the creation of Clown Motel? Or you're
going
to be in it?
Well, that's actually an upcoming documentary that I'm an executive producer on. It's basically going to tell the story behind the scenes and how Clown Motel was created. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be in the works for 2021. And also working with Joseph Kelly on that. So that's going to be a really, really fun project. I think the other three horror films that I really wanted to talk about also was Appetite for Sin. I'm working with the director, Matthew Dinahay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically going to be about lady vampires who have invaded and are living amongst us in Los Angeles. And I think we're going to start filming. I think my part starts filming sometime in March, and I am so excited to be a part of this cast. I think they're still writing my role, but I think I might be playing an FBI agent, but we'll see.
Cool.
Another one I'm working with, it's been filmed. The director is Joseph Kelly. It's called Compatible, a screen life thriller. And I've actually posted a few trailers. The trailers are on Facebook. And basically, it's all about a person like Emily Taggart. She joins a Compatible, which is kind of a web services for dating, an interactive web dating. And the only difference is you get to have, there's viewers who can actually watch you and judge your date. And the tagline is what could go wrong? And I play one of the judges. So there's multiple scenes. I watch the date go through, and then I make all these comments about the date. So I'm one of the judges.
So you get to decide who's going to be on the show and who's not?
I'm rating who gets to go with who? Well, the date actually happens, and you just get to watch it. So it's kind of cool to actually say, well, yeah, like, whoa, why is he wearing that type of a tie? Or, you know, why is she wearing that? So you're kind of just observing and watching them on their date. Why did he say that on the date?
Got
he could have said this.
Got it.
And, you know, I never thought about it, but it didn't make sense because we shot this pre-COVID. And now with everyone in lockdown and watching Zoom, this movie is going to make total sense because you'll just have all these little boxes of people who are judging and watching the date happen. And it's going to be a really cool movie.
Oh, it sounds like it will be. That sounds funny. When you said, what could go wrong, you know what that reminded me of.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking right now my brain's not working right, but for some reason I can't get the title out. But where they're robots, and the whole premise of the original one, the advertisement said, what can go wrong? Go wrong, go wrong, go wrong. Because the robots go crazy and kill people.
They go, right. Which, I can't remember that movie. What, that wasn't AI, was it?
No. It, as we're talking, I'll probably remember it. But right at this minute, for some reason, I don't know why, I can't think of the name of it, because I really, really love that movie. But right now, I can't think of it. But I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah, well, they would show these robots, you know, for the advertisements. They show the robots doing whatever they're supposed to do because, you know, they look just like humans. And then the narrator says, "What could go wrong?" And then you hear, you know, the echo voice, "Go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong."
That's funny. Okay. Oh, I had
so
one more poem that I was doing. I had one more poem that I was working on. So just look, no worries. I think it was October, but I was working on The Bleeding Dark with fabulous director Jason Hawkins. And this is truly a horror film. And so I was in Eugene, Oregon, shooting the film with, and my role is basically Officer Dannon. And I'm investigating what's going on in this house. So it's about a horror story that happened to a family. And I think the best part is I get to work with Courtney Gaines from Children of the Corn. He played Malachi. And
I think
he was in Back to the Future. Yeah. Eileen Dietz, I got to work with her as well. And it was just a fabulous film. And I did not die. Which was like, I was so grateful I did not die.
And what was the name of this one again?
Called The Bleeding Dark.
Bleeding Dark.
You should have that out.
I remember.
The Bleeding Dark.
Yeah, I remember reading
Well, hopefully
about
we'll
that
have
one.
That out sometime in Q1 or Q2.
And hey, if you don't die, that's a big deal. Oh, and before you get to your to the next film you were going to talk about, Westworld.
Westworld. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the
Yul
name
Brenner.
I was. Yeah, Yul Brenner. I don't know why I couldn't think of that, but yeah. And then the sequel was called Future World.
That's right.
And it had Peter Fonda.
Classic.
Oh yeah. I liked Future World, too, but, yeah, nothing can beat Westworld, the original. I don't know about the new one.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. So I'm glad to hear you didn't die in that Bleeding Dark. And so you got a couple other ones to talk about, don't you? Or if you want to say something about else about that one, you can.
You know, it was, I had a fabulous time with the crew and we had a really good COVID protocols in place to make sure everyone got tested and we did the social distancing and had masks and it was just professionally done. Everyone did a fantastic job.
Oh, good. Good. And it's always good when you have fun and you work with good people that know their stuff, like all of those people that you mentioned. They all know their stuff.
Yeah. And you're having fun, and it just makes the job a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. So don't you have a couple more to tell us about?
Well, I had a few that are coming up in 2021, and it's Q1 and Q2. From the horror side, I'm going to work with James Balsamo. So I will always talk about James Balsamo because we've just finished what I consider to be the coolest sci-fi family-friendly film called Alien Danger with Raven Van Slender. But I will talk about that later. I'll be working with him on another film called It Wants Blood. With Eric Roberts, and that I'll be working. It's going to be pretty cool. I think I'll be working with him probably towards the late half of January. I'll go back down to Burbank and do some more filming down there. And I don't know if I can say anything about that yet, but I'll just let you know that is just really cool. I'm going to actually work with the Mahal Brothers on the night of the Tommyknockers. It's kind of a Western alien film. And when I've seen the trailer, I knew I had to be part of it. You know, Sherry Davis is part of this. There's so many other great talent. And I've always wanted to do kind of a Western. So it was a perfect fit to have that conversation with the Mahal Brothers. And I said, I have to be part of this.
Mm.
So I signed up for that. And I think we're filming that also in January. I know they were on site in Las Vegas doing set locations. So I should hear more about that in the coming weeks. The other one I'm really excited about is working with Steven Escobar and Joe Castro on Terror Toons 4. I think it's the 20th anniversary. Yeah. And it just, I saw a little bit about 3, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to be part of Terror Toons 4. So, and it's working with Joe Castro, the phenomenal special effects guru. So
oh,
I signed
yeah.
up for that as well.
Yeah, he's the master.
Yeah, yes, he is. And I'm also going to work with Jerry Giangelo on a film he calls Obscura. And I really like the trailer. It's just so badass cool. You've got military personnel. You've got a Mexican gang. And, of course, you have some sort of alien. So how cool is that? But I think I'm playing a scientist or a doctor in this film. So, and I think they're scheduling locations and times when we're going to finish up that part of it. But the premise is just really so cool. And that's going to go somewhere. It's called Obscura.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Well, of course, all of them do. excuse me. What about Brain Hunter, New Breed?
Well, that one I also signed up with Robert Restro. I think it's not coming out until 2022. And I can't remember if I'm going to play a governor again or a mayor. But I'm working with Robert on that. But I think it's the number 2 from Brain Hunter, the first one. So I don't know much about it. I haven't finished reading through the script yet. But he offered it to me. And I said, no, I want to take it. So it sounds really cool. So I'm looking forward to working with him again.
Oh, good. Well, I don't know if you were going to say anything else about horror films, but I'm just letting you know how the time is. We've got like a little under 36 minutes, so you can talk more about some horror films that you want, or you can move on to your big feature film, American Whisper, and tell us all about that. But whichever you want to do is fine with me.
Okay. Well, actually, then I can talk about that because I'll talk about James Balsamo. We're working on Alien Danger. And I'm actually working – I actually wrapped up 3 other films with him that are being worked on right now and assembled. So
mm-hmm.
I'll briefly talk about so Bite School 2. It was James Balsamo who came up and asked me, hey, would you like to do a cameo in Bite School 2? We're going to call – your character, Raven Van Slender. I'm like, who the hell is Raven Van Slender? But he gave me an idea. He gave me the background of what I wanted to do. Then he said, go and research about the character. You can add in what he does. So I did my research about Raven Van Slender and how I wanted to say things. And I filmed it. And I guess he loved it so much that he said, you know, we got to have a film about you, about Raven Van Slender. And that was the start of the whole Raven Van Slender movie, Alien Danger.
Oh.
It was really funny that James goes, well, why doesn't Raven Van Slender be part of my other film, 14 Ghosts? So James has another film coming out. It's called 14 Ghosts. And I'm also doing a cameo in there as Raven Van Slender. So it's kind of a really cool thing to do.
Well, you'll have that character down.
Yeah. And then the last one I'm doing with James is also, it's called Killer Waves. So that one's more of a very horror film. It hasn't come out yet. But I do not play Raven Van Slender in that film. I play, it's called The Big Kahuna. And basically, I'm a surfing champion, and I'm doing my spiel out there. So that was my other cameo in a Balsamo film.
Hmm. Okay,
then
so what about
I can go ahead and jump into now.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
American Whisper. Oh, no, yeah. I can jump into American Whisper now.
Okay.
So this was actually my first feature. And I was working with Howard Nash and Russ Emanuel, actually on another short. And I that's how I got the relationship with them. And it was a short that's called The Assassin's Apprentice 2. It's still being developed, and hopefully in 2021 it gets released. But that's where I met the connection with Howard and Russ, and I joined the team as an executive producer. Howard's a fantastic writer and producer, and Russ Emanuel is just like superstar director. But basically, it's American Whisper is about, it's a true story, basically, of a murder that happened to an upper-class African-American family in New Jersey. It stars Christian Barber, who's a phenomenal actor. And it's basically a cold case that we shot the films and we're trying to reopen the case because it's a cold case. And we tell the story based on the summer of 2016. Basically, three children and their mother were found shot to death in their suburban home in an integrated neighborhood in New York City. They were discovered by their father and husband, Joshua Whisper. So he's the main character, played by Christian Barber. He's kind of a brash businessman. He kind of owns bars, restaurants, stores, and real estate. So he's pretty much the prime suspect in the case. Mm. And so Joshua Whisper actually goes out and searches to find out who massacred his family. And the writing is incredible. So we basically put it together as from a point of view of a camera following Joshua Whisper through his day, through the incident, and through the, up to the end of the film. And we try to figure out how to solve the case. And this has been like blowing up in the film festival circuit right now. It's on Amazon Prime, Tubi TV, and it's doing phenomenal. I think it's winning awards, and I know for me, I think it's like 12 awards I've received just for American Whisper.
Wow.
So many nominations. So it is just so cool. And I think it's perfect timing because with the whole Black Lives Movement effort, the effort around, you know, race relations, this kind of had a pretty good timing coming out when it did come out. But it was also my first feature, like I said, also my first red carpet. So I got to actually walk the red carpet back in, I think it was February. And that was kind of cool.
Ooh, wow. How exciting.
That was kind of fun. Yeah, that was fun. It was at a film festival. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, hey, you were too excited
so that's still
to
going.
Think about what. I'm sorry, go
exactly.
ahead.
Exactly. It was just so much fun just being with all the people there and just mingling. It was really cool.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a really, really good one. Like, not a mystery per se, but like a drama, adventure, and maybe a little bit of mystery. But anyway, it sounds like it's going to be good.
Yeah. We call it the crime thriller, And I think it's a really good one. So I really got lucky in just joining the cast and the crew and helping produce this, and it's been fabulous.
All right.
Think from
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I mean, from there, then, you know, Russ basically said, well, I've got a couple other films that we can work on. So I ended up working with him on two more, Routine and Staycation. I'm not sure if I can go ahead and start talking about those.
Oh, sure, go ahead. It's your show. You do what you want.
So Russ came to me and talked about this effort, a project, and he called it Routine. And this came about, I guess, during when we had lockdown with COVID. So I think it was this back in March when we started going through COVID, you know, locking down in California. But I think he's been working with his partner, Emil, for a while on this. But I said I would love to join. And it's a short film. And it's really about a during a pandemic. So Routine is a film about Paige, who's the main character. Her name is really Cassie. And her life is kind of living in a mysterious pandemic. She's quarantined in her house. She has to go through these basic routines. It gets very monotonous. So day in and day out, it's the same old thing. And then until she runs out of coffee. And the tagline is, she'd kill for a cup of coffee. Which I thought was like, that is a really cool tagline. But it starts Paige Purcell, Alan Courtwright, and myself. And we even threw in one of our friends' cats. I think it's Finley, but in the film it's called Charlie Kitty. And I get to play my role. I get to play a very happy, annoying field reporter, Rob Peterson. And that's my character that I carry over from Routine into the next film, which is called Staycation. And that's the prequel to Routine. And Routine has been like, oh my gosh, hitting it big also in the film festivals. I think we're over 25 nominations.
Wow.
In the film festivals. And it's, I was really happy because I was able to get my high school friend and pal and buddy, Anna Maria Escobar, to sing the credits, the song to the credits. And it's called To the Moon and Back. And I think it got nominated for like a best song for the short, if I remember correctly. But I don't know which film festival that was. But it was kind of cool getting to work with her and being friends from high school. So that was kind of cool.
Aww.
And then I was so lucky. I just got an award from the Los Angeles Motion Picture Festival for the a gold award for Best Art Poster. So the poster got that nomination and recognition. So that was kind of cool. And it's so funny, that was not the art that we were going with. Russ had a specific poster that he wanted to put on, and it was really funny. It was like 4 days before we were going to do our Zoom premiere with the cast and crew, and he showed it. We were testing on Zoom just to make sure it would play, it would run, and he played the film for us. And then he explained to me, well, this is what I'm trying to achieve with the whole routine. And when I looked at the picture, I said, I don't know if that's the right picture to go with. And I couldn't sleep that night saying, gosh, I think there's something better. And then I woke up in the morning, I rushed to my computer and drafted something. And I called Russ. I said, I think this is the way we should go. And it's like 3 days before the premiere, our Zoom premiere. And we had the old poster, which was really cool, but I thought this was better. And I said, you know, really, if you're talking about routine and you're telling me that she's shackled. She has to do this on a day-to-day basis. This is the photo we have to go with. So we went with Paige's legs dangling from the bed in her pajamas. Mm. And we put the word routine right between her feet and her ankles to kind of give that perception of being shackled.
Mm.
And then Russ goes, oh, my God, that's so cool. We have to go with it. So, and that's how the poster got its legs.
Cool. So I don't know if you're done talking about those, but if you are, you could go on to your Alien Donut Films and your podcast. Or if you're not done, you can continue talking about routine and staycation.
Okay. I'll finish up with staycation. So, case okay, so we've Russ filmed staycation. I think it was last month for 2 days. And boy, talk about being in true COVID protocols. I mean, there was a lot of COVID officer making sure everyone was in compliance. We had every type of masks. We had to have people. After they filmed for a certain amount of time, they had to leave the building and they had to flush in new air before we could come back in and film again. And each person was like designated into different zones. So it was very intensive to film this short over the weekend. But staycation is basically like it's a prequel to routine, and I get to work with two Star Trek characters there. It was Sean Kenny, who played Captain Pike in Star Trek The Original Series, and I got distracted with the dog here.
That's okay.
Diabo from Star Trek The Original Series, and she was wonderful. I also got to reprise my role. It was Olivia Diabo from she played in Star Wars as well. I think in the cartoon series as well as Conan the Destroyer. And, of course, Star Trek Next Generation. I think she was female Q.
Yeah. She also was on that Wonder Years.
Yeah.
TV show.
So I get to reprise my role as Rob Peterson in this also. So that's kind of a fun role.
Oh, good.
So I think they're still crowdfunding on that because we just needed some little extra money to do finishing costs on the COVID thing. But a lot of cool perks out there. People still are interested in getting in on staycation. I know there's perks with Eileen Dietz. I know Kelly Murray from Fast Time at Richmond High is also now being part of the perks. So literally cool things. You guys should check it out. There's some good stuff going on. I think the fundraiser ends in another, 30 or 40 days. I'm not sure.
It's Indiegogo?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure for the listeners.
Yeah. Staycation is the name of the film on Indiegogo. And I think it's also published on Facebook as well.
Yeah, check that out, people. Okay, so if you're done, because we've got like 20 minutes, and I want to make sure that you have plenty of time to talk about your Alien Donut Films. I'm not trying to rush you, but if you're done, we can talk about, you can talk about Alien Donut Films.
Okay, I'll start out. So I just started my company called Alien Donut Films, and I work with Angela Joseph and we have a pretty cool lineup that we have in terms of podcasts. And I am so honored to work with the Colorado Festival of Horrors Live and Undead with Daniel Crozier. Cool guy. Yeah. Talk about horror films. Fantastic guest. He also just started a new podcast called Cafe Crash. And I kind of equated to like master class, where you have like these people will come in and will really talk about either art, philosophy, issues, or things that they are have a talent. And I think it's really cool podcast. You can find it also on Facebook under COFOH Live and Undead with Daniel Crozier. And then also we have a really funny podcast. It's called The Danny McDermott Show. And Danny McDermott, he is just knocking it out of the ballpark. It's just so funny, his guests. And you can also find it on YouTube and through his Facebook site. But it's a fantastic show. We're also working with Rocket Pig on Satellite Podcast. So you'll have great actors and actresses coming on, talking about what they do and their backgrounds. So there's a lot of good things happening. We're also working with The Geek and I, John Biscardi, also with Jeff Dickerson and The Collector Zone, kicking it with this killer flick. And Jeff talks about movies as well as collectibles. And I love collectibles, so this is a fantastic podcast for me.
Cool.
So that's all. That's what I want to talk about, Alien Donuts. And then I'm working with, of course, now my big film is Alien Danger with Raven Van Slender, directed by James Balsamo. And
Before you get started,
it's a family-friendly. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, and it's a dumb question, but I was curious. How did you come up with the name Alien Donut?
You know, there's two things in life that I love, one being donuts and one being aliens. And I said, let's put them together.
Okay. Hey, simple and makes sense. Okay. So sorry to interrupt you. Okay,
but you know what?
It
sticks in your head after a while. Alien donuts. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. I think mostly it's for the guys because they're like, oh, God, I like donuts. So it's kind of a guy thing, I think.
Okay, now I'll let you continue with what you started talking about when I so rudely interrupted you. Alien Danger. Okay, go
alien
ahead. I'm sorry.
Danger. So James had this whole idea of let's break out Raven Van Slender and have his own film. I go, are you kidding me? He goes, no, it's going to be awesome. So I said, yes, I'll do it. And didn't know what I was getting into. We started having weekly meetings every Saturday to talk about what the script was going to be like, what the characters was going to do. And James not known for a lot of scripts, so I was helping him out with just typing up additional themes and stuff like that. But all it was a lot of aliens, a lot of fun on a planet, and Raven Van Slender has to save the day and save the planet. And it's basically, I'm a scientist, and I get to leave Earth and get beamed to another planet and save these aliens from an evil overlord named Anil. And James goes, hey, by the way, Bill, you're going to play the evil guy too. So I was starting to freak out, going, I'm playing the evil guy? He goes, yeah, you're playing the evil guy. So I get to play Anil, and it's totally out of my character because it's just way out there in left field. There was no script, and you just had to say stuff. But I rolled with it because that's how you work with James. So my character, Raven Van Slender, so basically he's a scientist. He's actually a cryptozoologist. Scientist, engineer, Nobel Prize winner, and he has his own talk show called Hunting the Unknown. And that's the TV show Hunting the Unknown was my cameo in his previous film, Bite School 2. And that's how the connection was, it was made.
Cool.
But it was just so crazy fun. There are so many great lines in this film. I like, for me, Raven Van Slender's favorite tagline is "Adventure awaits," and I it's like cool stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
but you know what?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. It sounds like it's a little bit, and I don't know if it is, but it sounds like it's a little bit of an homage to the old movies where they would say stuff like that all the time.
I felt a lot of the, like, a Buckaroo Banzai, Flash Gordon, maybe a little bit of Aliens, or even Galaxy Quest. At some point, it felt like Galaxy Quest. But it was so fun. I think each day working with the cast, there was just so much energy and excitement that I have never seen before. People were so excited to become an alien or to do their part. And when we started wrapping up with people's shots, people were kind of getting sad, like, oh, no, this is actually my last day to shoot. And it was a little sad wrapping up the film.
Aww.
But, you know, for me, I got to work with my best bud, Seth Von Ramone. He's a doctor in Montana. He plays the character Fizz, and he's basically I call him my bodyguard and spiritual guru. But he's also a scientist, and he comes on the mission to help save the planet with me. And then I get to work with Sherry Davis, Catherine Pagova. Tuesday night from Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Lisa Conrad. Joe Estevez is part of the film, which is really cool.
Mm. Wow.
Mark Togi, who is part of the Toxic Avenger. Beverly Randolph. You know, and I think you've interviewed G. Larry Butler, but he is my engineer on my ship. And we also played in the horror film The Bleeding Dark, so it was kind of a nice, cool thing to do, play with Larry again in that acting role. Our Carl crew, I mean, Carl was part of the, I think it was the Dahmer movie. Tracy Byrd, Jennifer Durst, and Hunter Jackson from Techno Destructo was in it. Valerie Mulligan, Jeff Krishner. But, you know, I also have the Star Trek people in this film, which I'm so proud of. Bobby Clark, who plays the Gorn, he does a cameo.
Oh, wow.
Tracy Coco, who was in Lieutenant J from Star Trek The Next Generation, she is my weapons officer on the ship.
Oh, cool.
She has a fun role. And I convinced Ryan Husk and Sirach Lofton. So Sirach plays on Deep Space Nine, Jake Sisko. And the two of them host a podcast called The Seventh Rule, which you guys have to listen if you love Star Trek and Deep Space Nine. But they are also part of Alien Danger. And we were able to also get Brian Bonsall. Brian played Worf's son.
Yeah, Alexander.
And Alexander, that's right, Alexander. So he's in the film. And we just signed, and he did his part, Sean Kenny. So he rounds out the last of the Star Trek crew as part of Alien Danger.
Well, that's exciting, especially for a Star Trek fan to have that many Star Trek actors.
Oh, I know. I'm just so blessed. It was just an amazing time. And now we're talking. We haven't even finished filming. I'm not sorry. We haven't finished putting it all together, and now we're already talking about Alien Danger 2. And we are going to have we're trying to put together, I guess, a comic book as well, so that the cover's been put out there on Facebook, and we are definitely, action figures are being made. So I think I think I made it when you have your first action figure. So that's actually coming next year.
Well, that'll be
I did
want
to give a shout out to my super aliens and stunt coordinators, Ken May and Brian Chensworth. Those guys were fabulous to work with. I had so much fun coordinating my stunts and my action scenes with them. It was just, wow, they are fabulous. So just shout out to those guys.
Aw, that's sweet. So we've got just a little over 9 minutes, so if you had anything else to say about Alien Danger, or if you wanted to talk a little bit about some upcoming projects, up to you.
Gosh, let me take a little water here real quick.
Oh, sure, go right ahead. And it's not like we have to go the entire hour. I mean, if you're, like, completely talked out, we can stop. I could stop the show whenever I want.
Oh, I did want to go back to the Z Dead End. So that one with director Robert Restro, I knew I had to sign on when I started seeing names like Robert Lissardo, Felicia Rose, Deborah Lamb, Eva Hamilton, of course, Sherry Davis. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I work with Sherry. I got to be on this. So, and also Angie Stevenson. I worked with Angie in The Clown Motel 2. So I knew that I had to be part of that film. So I can't wait to start filming on that. But I'm just so blessed, so happy to be part of this journey that I'm on with all these films and working with fabulous people. It just keeps getting better and better each day and each month. So I'm looking forward to a fabulous 2021, and I think it's going to really rock.
Aw. Yeah, it sounds like it will. I mean, you've already won awards, and not that that's the only thing. Like, you don't have to win any awards and still have good movies. But to get them, it's still obviously is a good thing.
And yeah.
Good, there you go.
Who doesn't like an award?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I've noticed the horror film community is so welcoming and just so happy to have you as part of the group that it makes it fun. And they do really treat you like a family, which is kind of nice.
No. So do you have any new ones that you haven't talked about yet? Or, I mean, I don't know because I don't know every single little thing you have going. But you have like a little over 6 minutes if you have anything else that you need to tell us about.
Well, Angela and I are working on this new project. It's actually our first international film. It's called Vesti. And I probably am pronouncing it wrong. It's from Hungary. V-U-L-P-E-S. It's Lust for Revenge. And we're trying to develop it into from a short to a feature. So it's international. So that's our first venture into an international film. And we're pretty excited about that effort. And hopefully it'll be successful moving forward.
That's really cool.
I can't wait to get on set for Night of the Tommyknockers. I can't wait to finish up Obscura and Appetite for Sin. Of course, Alien Danger 2. That's going to be awesome. Plus the red carpet for Alien Danger. So I think 2021 is going to be a fabulous year.
Well, since you brought up that Tommyknockers, now is that a little bit like the Stephen King Tommyknockers? Or no?
Well, basically I know that it's like it takes place in like 1856 and some miners release some evil or ancient creature known as a Tommyknocker, and it's going to be shot in Nevada. Basically it's the town is under siege because of these creatures. So I can't wait to figure out what I'm going to play in this role. Night of the Tommyknockers. How can you not like aliens and cowboys, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, aliens, cowboys, and donuts.
There we go. If the Mahals can throw in some donuts, I'm even more happy.
Okay, we've got like 4 minutes, so is there anything else that you need to tell us about?
Nope, I think I'm topped out.
Okay. Well, since you're talked out, I mean, we've got 4 minutes, but like I said, we don't have to go the whole 4 minutes. I usually ask the person that I'm talking to the best way to contact them if people want to contact them, and if you want to be contacted, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you?
So the best way to get a hold of me is either through Facebook or my company email. I believe it is my first name and last name, BillArucan@gmail.com. So BillArucan@gmail.com. It's also Alien Donuts email address.
Okay. And then your Facebook, of course, has the Victor part in it, just so people know if they want to try to get a hold of you there. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. So it's Bill, Victor, and then Arucan.
Okay. So is there anything that you want to say in closing?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been an honor and a privilege. And maybe I can come back to talk about, like, the future of Alien Dangers or some other new projects.
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to have you back on. I had my first repeat guest not that long ago, so it's nice to have repeats. I have a couple of repeat people scheduled, but that was my first one that was actually on. So, yeah, if you want to, you are more than welcome back. I really loved having you. You're very informative. And it sounds like you've got all kinds of things going on, and I wish you much, much success. So I just want to say to any listeners that we have, my guest has been Bill Victor Arucan, and sorry if I mispronounced that. And
yeah.
So I did, it's Can, right, not Kin. I have a
Kin,
tendency
yes.
to do that. I have a tendency to say Kin yep. for Can. I'm sorry. Okay.
You did well.
So,
thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on the show. Stay safe, and maybe you'll come back, and I'd love that. And I'm just going to say good night and goodbye.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
Awesome. Bye.
Okay. Bye.